Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Nurses have stepped up their calls for a better pay and conditions offer, with thousands walking off the job to rally outside Parliament. It defied an order from the Industrial Relations Commission and forced about 340 surgeries to be cancelled. These nurses have told 7 News they've been left with no other option.
We don't want to be striking today, but it's got to this point and we're here because we care about patient care, we care about each other. All we do is work overtime, give our best and give up our own time.
It's not just about better pay and better money. It's about the safety and the quality and quantity of the nurses that we have.
There's a recommendation for laws to change to stop future prime ministers secretly appointing themselves to portfolios. The Bell Inquiry has handed down its report after investigating Scott Morrison's self-appointment to several ministries at the height of the COVID pandemic. It's labelled that as being corrosive to trust in government. Mr Morrison has responded, saying he welcomes the recommendations while the decisions were made during a time of significant challenge. Police are hoping a $500,000 reward will help to provide closure to the family of a 37-year-old man who disappeared nearly 30 years ago. Nicola LaFelci was last seen leaving a Wembley pizza shop in January 1994. Assistant Commissioner Tony Longhorn says police are committed to finding those responsible.
It's one thing to suffer the loss of a family member and you know what happened and that takes its toll. But when you just don't know, that's a completely different type of loss and that has a long-term profound effect on people.
In sports, Socceroos defender Milos Deganek is confident the Socceroos can reach the round of 16, but he says it will be a difficult game against Tunisia tomorrow night.
Packed stadium, atmosphere is going to be immaculate. We prepare for it, you know, the same way we prepare for any other game.
Tonight, Wales takes on Iran before host nation Qatar faces Senegal. The Netherlands are up against Ecuador and England will face the US from 3 a.m. tomorrow our time.